A holy soul in purgatory contacted me yesterday using completely ordinary means. In fact, I have never had a supernatural encounter with the souls in purgatory for two very important reasons. Whenever out of human curiosity, I've asked the Lord, he always replies with, trust me, you don't want to see that. I probably wouldn't be able to sleep for like the rest of my life because I would be so traumatized. And number two, because it's not necessary. And so I want to unpack this one in the video so that you can hear when the souls in purgatory are asking you for your prayers. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into this. First, let me talk about the ordinary means. Now, because of my channel, a lot of people will leave comments about their experiences with the souls in purgatory. So this is actually something very normal. However, probably maybe only 10 to 20% of people have what I would call supernatural means. The rest of us are at all times being talked to by God and contacted by the souls in purgatory in ways that we dismiss for this very reason. Now, in discerning if it's God or you or the devil, things can be tricky. If you want really specific rules, you need to study the rules for spiritual discernment from Saint Ignatius of Loyola. He has beginner ones and advanced ones. But if you want a very simple rule, it's as follows. God whispers, the devil shouts. Now, the reason why the devil shouts is because he could care less about free will. He's like a salesman wanting to make the sale. He doesn't care whether you want to or not. He wants to convince you at all costs to say yes. He's trying to bend your will to say yes so that he can hook you and drag you into sin. God is not like that. He whispers because he's inviting and he respects your freedom and your free will. You can say no to him, even to the smallest or the largest things. He always whispers and invites in a very subtle way. So then how do you know if a soul in purgatory is asking you for help? Simple rule. If you're ever thinking of someone who's passed away, if you ever see the name of someone who's passed away, if you happen to come across something, a picture, a card, even an email, something in the mail of someone who has passed away, that is probably them in very subtle ways asking you, please pray for me. Please pray for me. Help me. Help me. They don't come out and say it because they're so humble and they're so subtle. We need to be the ones who open our ears to listen. Now, let me share with you my experience so that you can understand. So yesterday I was doing the Billion Souls Devotion. By the way, you need to join that. Here's a video about that right here, where you pray two chaplets of Saint Gertrude per day and you commit to doing this for a year. So I was doing that and the prayer was really beautiful. I love praying that chaplet. Now, in the second one, I went into my kitchen and we have a Google Home that flashes on it different pictures. One of the pictures that came up was of my father, my aunt, another aunt, and an uncle. They're my dad's siblings. Two of them are deceased. Now, I just sort of stood there staring at the picture and I thought, I should pray for them. So I prayed especially for my aunt and my uncle who are deceased. About 5 seconds later, I get a text from a client of the same name as my aunt. Now, when I describe it, you might think, well, that's just a coincidence. And see, that's your mistake right there. There are no coincidences. Everything is guided by God. Everything is in his providence. And if you look at life superficially, you will miss all the communications that heaven and purgatory are trying to send you. When I saw that, it hit my heart. I thought, she's asking me for prayer. And so then I just began praying for her and I kind of sat with it. It felt like a really profound moment. Now, about another 5 or 10 seconds later, the client texted again, asking for a session as soon as possible. And they said the words, I am in agony. When I read those words, I got goosebumps all over my body. And I thought, wait a minute, she's never used these types of words. I don't think I can't think of any of my clients that have ever used that phrase. And that really pierced my heart. Immediately, I thought of my aunt and the agony that she's in. Because when we speak about the suffering of the souls in purgatory, you can say that they're suffering. You can say that they're in fire. You can say that it's not a pleasant place. But a more accurate description would be the word that she used. Agony. I began praying for her more intensely immediately. Now, what was interesting is my client needed a session for a particular day. That day wasn't opened. Nevertheless, I told her, okay, can you do this day? She said, yes. Okay. So we kind of set that. And about 10 minutes later, another client messaged me and said, hey, Alvaro, I need to cancel my session for the very day that was formerly full. So I thought, oh my gosh, the day that she needed a session, someone immediately called and said, I need to cancel. A spot opened up. I texted her. I said, hey, let's take this slot. The whole thing was so providential that I couldn't miss it. Now, this was actually one of the more obvious times that a soul in purgatory, in this case, my aunt, please pray for the repose of her soul. I won't tell you her name because then I will be revealing the name of my client. So just please pray for her. Here is a picture of her. Other times, it's significantly more subtle. You think about them for some random reason, or maybe you see a picture of them, or maybe you're just reminiscing about a certain time. This is how heaven and purgatory speak to us, through our thoughts, through our subtle inspirations, through subtle moments where heaven and purgatory are whispering to you, saying, please help me. I'm in purgatory. Won't you please help me? Because God wants to respect your freedom. He doesn't want to force something on you, and then you feel like it's being pushed on you against your will. So what I want to challenge you to do, myself included, is to listen more attentively to the promptings of purgatory, asking and pleading for your prayers. It's everywhere. It's all the time. They are constantly surrounding us. Right now, as you're watching this video, they are surrounding you, begging you to pray for them. Does that mean that we need to pray for them always? It's not me, but that's what Jesus says. Pray always. My friends, I hope this video awakened you to the reality of how subtle their asking for help is. If this has helped you in any way, please subscribe and like the video and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.